You'd have to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Can you? Do you think you have a pretty good ear for telling like differences?
And oh, absolutely. I would like to think so.
You can tell when someone's from.
Absolutely, I would like to think so. Oh yeah.
What is it about that, do you think, that gives somebody away as being?
I don't know. I don't know where it came from. It must have obviously started from centuries ago. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
no,
I have.
No, in you personally, what do you think tips it for you?
You mean why I hear it or why mm-hmm. I pay attention?
Or yeah, just your general impression of it. Kind of,
you know what I think it is. My parents never taught me to be close-minded. They never taught me that, you know, that particular race or that particular income bracket. Mm-hmm. is bad. Mm-hmm. They never taught me to be close-minded about that. So every person I've, or, you know, something new in a group of people that I encountered growing up, I always paid attention and learned something from. You know, I'm so incredibly grateful that my parents did not bring me up to be, you know, close-minded and judgmental towards other humans.
Even based on the way they talk, that's a big...
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, they just... I don't know if my mother grew up really, really poor, so she, you know, lived in a lot of black areas. Mm-hmm. So growing up, you know, she was able to see the beauty of their side as well as the close-minded, judgmental side of, you know, the rich white man, I guess, for want of a better way to put it. So, you know, by the time she got older, she didn't want me to see that, mm-hmm. the ugliness of, you know, she wanted me to see the best of both worlds, to have, you know, an open mind and a love to be able to learn from all the worlds. And, you know, my grandmother in West Virginia was pretty much like that too, so I think that's probably why I can pay attention to it more growing up, as I was learning how to be social. And of course now, having practiced it for 40 years, mm-hmm. I can use it without even thinking about it.
So do you think you can tell the difference in like black speech and white speech? If you were to hear someone over the phone, for example, do you think you'd have that?
Absolutely.
Idea?
I wouldn't even think twice about it.
Do you have any idea what it is you're picking up on? That
probably just the way they speak their words. I would definitely the way they, you know, what's it called? The English, the way they speak their English. I mean, there's that proper English, which I guess growing up I've always had kind of a hard time swallowing because mm-hmm. it seems like that proper Queen's English type speaking, you know, the whole composition, you know, don't say ain't, that kind of was all stemmed from, you know, the ego of the white man thinking they were the high society, they were better than everybody else, they spoke that way. Well, you know, in this day and age, there's not just one way to communicate with another human being. And some human beings don't know that, mm-hmm. that way of speaking. And they know the Geechee way of speaking or the Bayou way of speaking or the Southern slang way of speaking. So to keep an open ear and to be able to speak to all races from the heart, I think is much more important than speaking the Queen's English.
So you have an idea about... that there's this notion of proper English versus, I mean, do you
just regular everyday communication English, which is, there's a word for it. It starts with a C. Mm-hmm. There's like formal English, informal English.
Colloquial.
Yes, that's it. Colloquial English. Just
so
everyday conversations.
What about in Atlanta? because, I mean, I guess Atlanta's in Georgia, and you just said your mom talks very differently. What about the different kind of accents you hear around here?
I think just it's such a melting pot. There is no, I mean, it's from one neighborhood to the next, less than a mile from here. I mean, this side right here is probably the BMW side, so there is going to be some ego Queen's English, and there's going to be some, you know, everyday type speaking. You cross Peachtree Street where it's the Cadillac side and, you know, old money, you're going to hear a lot of, you know, proper English. Like I said, not even half a mile north of here. On this side of Peachtree Street, you can hear extremely